You're listening to SBS News.
Escape, hide, tell. That's the message the counter-terrorism police want you to remember if you encounter terrorist attacks.
Although Australia is a safe country, attacks in crowded places have happened, and we need to do what we can to prevent and prepare for them. That is why governments and police across the country have worked together to develop guidance on what we can all do if we find ourselves in an attack.
That's Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Cheryl Scanlon, and she goes on explaining the meaning behind the three words.
Escape, move quickly and quickly away from danger, but only if it is safe to do so. Hide, stay out of sight and silence your mobile phone. Tell, call the police by dialing 000 when it is safe.
The advice is part of an awareness campaign that the police hope will save lives. Police say that while many people will instinctively move away from danger, fewer are aware of other critical actions, especially when their best option is to hide. To reach more communities, the counter-terrorism police have translated social media materials into several languages. There are also different versions for First Nations communities and people living with disability. Deputy Commissioner Scanlon is also the chair of the Australia-New Zealand Counter-Terrorism Committee.
I want to emphasise that this launch does not mean that we are expecting an incident, nor does it reflect any change in the Australian terrorism threat level. This is about preparedness, ensuring people have clear and practical information that they can relay if there is a critical incident.
Angus Nardi is the chair of the Australia-New Zealand Counter-Terrorism Committee's Business Advisory Group. He says businesses that are potential targets for a terror attack are being urged to take the messaging on board.
Australia's crowded places such as shopping centres, universities, sporting stadiums and casinos take community safety very seriously, and they have millions of customers and visitors every single week. The escape, hide, tell messaging is an incredibly important component of their protective security arrangements and is an important and simple technique for the public to utilise in the event of an attack or a life-threatening situation such as an active armed offender.
The advice comes more than a year after ASIO raised Australia's terrorism threat level from possible to probable, citing an increase in Australians embracing extremist ideologies amid a global backdrop of a rise in politically motivated violence. There have also been many armed attacks that aren't deemed terror-related, such as the stabbing of a woman in Melbourne's CBD in early October and last year's violent rampage at a Bondi shopping centre in which six people died. Deputy Commissioner Scanlon says things have been different compared to when she joined the police force.
I mean, I've been policing for nearly 40 years. These things were not at the level they are now. It was a very different world we lived in. As the community changes and new threats emerge, and whether that be in the criminal landscape or in the counter-terrorism area, it doesn't much matter. It's about being agile, and it's important now that we have had attacks here in Australia.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.